Welcome to the God Solutions for Today's Problems podcast. Our goal is to help you see that no matter what problem you're facing, Jesus Christ holds the solution that you need. Now here's your host, the president of Ordained Chaplains USA and life coach, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to God's Solutions for Today's Problems podcast. This is podcast number 49. My name is Daniel White III, president of Ordained Chaplains USA and life coach. We don't have to look far to see that many people in the world are dealing with a variety of problems and are in need of solutions. No matter what problem you are facing, whether it is psychological, spiritual, or emotional, Jesus Christ holds the solution. God holds the solution. The Holy Word of God, the Bible, holds the solution that you need. As we walk together in this podcast, we will address a number of topics that exist in the world and present solutions from the Holy Bible that will help you heal and live life more abundantly. Our aim in this podcast is, number one, to introduce you to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the ultimate source of all healing. Number two, to provide you with information that will help you to understand the problem in your life, and number three, to help you by providing solutions to your problems. Our chosen passage from the Word of God today, the Holy Bible, is Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25. It reads, "Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad." Allow me to share with you some interesting points on this passage from Matthew Henry's commentary. Here is, number one, the cause and consequence of melancholy. It is heaviness in the heart. It is a load of care and fear and sorrow upon the spirits, depressing them and disabling them to exert themselves with any vigor on what is to be done, or fortitude in what is to born or to be born. It makes them stoop, prostrates and sinks them. Those that are thus oppressed can neither do the duty nor take the comfort of any relation, condition, or conversation. Those, therefore, that are inclined to it should watch and pray against it. Number two, the cure of it, a good word from God, applied by faith, makes it glad. Such a word is that, says one of the rabbis, if you will, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee." The good word of God, particularly the gospel, is designed to make the hearts glad that are weary and heavy laden. Ministers are to be helpers of this joy. Our quote for today is from Andrew Murray, the great prayer warrior and teacher on prayer. I used to read him quite a bit when I was a young Christian. He said, "If any are inclined to despond because they do not have patience, let them be of good courage. It is in the course of our feeble and very imperfect waiting that God himself, by his hidden power, strengthens us and works out in us the patience of the saints." The patience of Christ himself. The problem we are discussing today is Depression, Part 3, from the fine book, The Guide to Biblical Counseling, by Dr. Tim Clinton and Dr. Ron Hawkins. This book is basically a survey on counseling, so it does not go very deep, and we're not going very deep. That's not my role in the body of Christ. We thank God for the hundreds and thousands of folks who have the gift of helps planted in local churches across this country and around the globe, who have the gift of counseling and comforting people. That's not my calling, but God wants me to deal with subjects and issues in a survey fashion that might even deliver you from your problem. But if it doesn't, it will point you in the right direction. And I would encourage all of you to speak with a counselor if you're going through a particularly difficult time at your local church. Causes of depression. And unfortunately, this is a big problem in America. I am thankful to God I've never experienced depression like we see so many people dealing with today. Getting down every now and then, something like that is one thing, but today we have people who are what they call clinically depressed, even Christians. So with that said, depression can be caused by many life issues, including anger, failure, or rejection. Family issues such as divorce or abuse, fear, feelings of futility, lacking control over one's life, grief and loss, guilt or shame, loneliness or isolation, negative thinking, destructive misbeliefs, and stress. This is sometimes referred to as reactive depression. With this, the depression symptoms may be lowest in the morning and increase throughout the day. Persistent reactive depression will change one's chemical balances and may compound depression. Medical and biological factors can also facilitate depression. Inherited predisposition to depression, thyroid abnormalities, female hormone fluctuations, serotonin or norepinephrine irregularities, diabetes, B12 or iron deficiencies, lack of sunlight or vitamin D, a recent stroke or heart attack, mitral valve prolapse, exposure to black mold, prescription drugs, antihypertensives, oral contraceptives, and recreational drugs such as alcohol, marijuana, cocaine. When rooted in the biological, it is sometimes referred to as endogenous depression. With this, sufferers often feel worse in the morning. Wow. That is very interesting, because I happen to be one of these morning persons, and the morning is the best time of my day. Let me say very quickly that the main reason why is because we pray in the morning together in our family. We read the Holy Word of God together. And I want to encourage you, I really do believe, and again, we thank God for psychologists and biblical counselors, and they have a place in the body of Christ. But I truly believe that if you would confess your sins and repent and pray in the morning and read the Holy Word of God together as a family and pray without ceasing throughout the day, I believe that the depression blues will go away. I really do believe that. Joyce Meyer writes the following on overcoming depression. She said, I love Psalms 16:11. And if there, by the way, if there was anybody who should be depressed, it should be Joyce Myers. There's some bad things that happened into her life, happened in her life in the past, that are really unspeakable. I would encourage you to listen to her own testimony yourself. But if she can be happy and not depressed, you can too, I assure you. She said, I love Psalm 16:11. It says, in your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. When we worship God, we invite his presence into our lives. He replaces our discouragement and sadness with joy and peace, giving us hope and breathing new life into our situation. The mind is also a major key to overcoming depression. Did you know that what you think about has the power to affect every area of your life? That's why it's so important to renew your mind with the promises found in God's Word. The more time you spend reading God's Word and thinking about God's Word, the more it gets inside of you and begins to change you from the inside out. Hebrews 4:12 says that God's Word is alive and powerful. It has the ability to change the way you see yourself and even your future. As you fill your mind with what God says about you and claim his promises as your own, it will bring hope and build your faith. In our next podcast, we will continue looking at the problem of depression. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As you know better than we do, so many people are hurting for various and sundry reasons, and really, truly, only you can help them. And so, Lord, we pray that you would comfort and strengthen those who are hurting with depression. Heal their hearts, their minds, souls, and spirits, and help them to do something. Help them to trust in you. Help them to pray to you. Help them to choose to rejoice in you. And praise you for all of the blessings you have bestowed upon them. And Lord, help them to count their blessings and to be thankful. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Dear friend of mine, if you are listening today and you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, nobody can help you with your anger issues better than the Savior, Jesus Christ. Allow him to save your soul from sin and hell. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, and thou you shalt be saved. Here's how you can be saved from sin, anger, and hell, and have a home in heaven when you die, in more detail. First, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are a sinner. You have sin in your life. You are sinful, and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell because of your sins. We die physically because of our sins, and our bodies go to the grave. Our soul goes to hell if we have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, dear friend, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ himself said in John 3:16 in the Holy Bible, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, your mouth, the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Now, dear friend, if you need further coaching, please visit our website at www.ordainedchaplainsusa.org. If you have other questions about life's problems for this podcast, please email us at coach@ordainedchaplainsusa.org. Until next time, my beloved, please remember that God has a solution to all of your problems. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the God's Solutions for Today's Problems podcast. If this podcast has been a help and blessing to you, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book we are using in this podcast, The Guide to Biblical Counseling, by Dr. Tim Clinton and Dr. Ron Hawkins. It is available on our website for just $30. You can make your purchase today at ordainedchaplainsusa.org. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the God Solutions for Today's Problems on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. God bless you.